Okay, so we're continuing on with our interview here with the Yasutake and Yamada families. And right before our break, we were still at the point of young childhood of Tosh and Mei, and Joe was not yet born yet at this period. So I wanted to ask if you had any other young childhood memories of that time when you're first starting out in Pacific school, the elementary school years, any memories of first realizing that you, as Japanese Americans, are different from the white kids at school or that you may see in the neighborhood?
Well, frankly, I do not remember any white kids in the school, in Pacific School. Do you?
Well, one incident, I think, was when we were watching Mike's tape, mm-hmm. and he was about this nose.
The teachers were all
So they asked my older brother when he came back from Japan and we started going to grammar school. Well, his you know how these young kids, when they have a little cold or something, nose just dribbles down. Well, I was going, and so the teacher wanted to ask him to wipe his nose. So apparently, the teacher asked one of the Nisei. How do you say, you know, to blow your nose? And there was, Hana fukinasai, right?
Yeah.
So they told her to say, Hana fukinasai. So every so often, well, he'd tell my brother, Hana fukinasai. Well, I think that might kind of give me a clue about that, you know, we're a little bit different.
But yeah. Well, I think the teachers are all white.
Yeah, everyone.
And that, I remember that very distinctly.
And all the students were Japanese?
In that area, there was an awful lot of Japanese living there.
Hmm.
And I'd say maybe a third, about 3% or something were Asians.
Yeah. So, Japanese,
I mean. Japanese, mostly. Yeah.
And Mike often talked about, you know, he was put in first grade when he was. It was seven, and that he felt very alienated from the Nisei kids as well, because he didn't speak any Japanese and they didn't want to talk to him, and so that I was interested in the teacher using his classmates to tell him something, but we were very much aware of the fact that the teachers were white. And. And it's kind of interesting because I don't remember that there were any.
Yeah, well, Nisei Fringles, of course, we spoke mostly all English. I don't think we spoke any Japanese, as I remember, among kids, anyway. So I really wasn't really conscious of the fact.
Yeah.
That,
but we were talking last night about our mothers she had suffered through rather serious illnesses, Mike's illness and his and mine. And so she became kind of a health nut. And any kind of a health fad that came along, she would kind of grasp at it. And that, you know, there was this one incident with the garlic.
Yeah.
She was feeding us garlic, fresh grated
garlic. This was we were still going to Pacific School.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were in Pacific School. And so, I think that with this garlic incident, I guess we were smelling pretty bad because she took a clove of garlic and she grated it with that Japanese daikoroshi thing, you know, and grated it. And she had this edible paper that looked like cellophane paper.
It's a very round paper, and very thin.
That they have in apothecaries.
Yeah.
And she put the fresh grated garlic in this thing and she made us swallow it with water, and so all three of us. And so we must have smelled terrible. It probably was coming out
just
of our
reeking,
pores.
Just reeking with garlic.
and so when we got to school, the teacher saw there was some kind of a weird Japanese.
Yeah, because of the incident, I really remember the teacher's name. Her name was Miss Beechler. Yeah. And I never forget her name.
I knew it started with a B, but I kind of forgot. And so anyway, she dragged the two of us out of the classroom to take us to the principal to complain that we smelled bad. And then she stopped with that. She went to Mike's class and dragged him out of the class, and all three of us had to march to the principal's office. And then, of course, after that, Mom was told about it, and she stopped feeding us garlic. But she, Mike said that when he went back to the classroom, or that you said that the principal said,
I think principal was trying to negotiate the problem and telling the teacher, well, she said, wouldn't it be all right if they have it only on the weekends? And she said, no.
They're going to smell bad when they come back on Monday. And so then Mike said when he got back to his classroom, the teacher took him aside and told him, you know, in my class it's all right. You know, you could tell your mom that it was okay. So she was somewhat sympathetic. But there was, my mother had read, mom had read this, read about how therapeutic garlic was.
And it's good for your brain and all this.
It's good for your brain and it's good for your...
Yes, it turns out it's all true. You know?
Yeah, that's
nowadays,
right.
Nowadays they have garlic and
that's
all that kind of stuff.
That's a good home remedy. But.
So she, that was what she was doing with that. And she was very much aware of a good diet and all that. They're talking about the juices that she made us drink and things like that.
Yeah, well, she also read someplace that beef blood is really good for you. So she would buy beef, and then she'd cook it, just singe it. And then she got this terry cloth thing, as I remember, and she put it on the meat, and then she squeezed it, the blood out of it, and made us drink that. And I really enjoyed that, though, actually. It tasted pretty good. Garlic and olive oil and all the other stuff we were sometimes forced down our throat wasn't very good, but...
That wasn't an ethnic thing, though. That was just mom and her health kit.
But I think the teacher thought that
it was something
garlic
ethnic,
was some kind of ethnic weird ritual or something
that's right.
That made
that's
us
right.
smell bad.